Drive 2010, November 16th to 25th. On your frequency, Dude Buddy.
What up, Vancouver? It's your girl, Downtown Stacey Brown, here on Throwdown FM. What's up? We got a wicked show for you tonight. We got Rustin and Diamond in the mix tonight. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, what's going
on?
What's poppin'? What do you guys got planned for us tonight? Anything special?
A big night.
Yeah, we want to play some classic tracks off the new record we just dropped called 2010, which is in stores now. It came out on August 10th by Fontana, Universal, Threshold Recordings, and our very own label from Vancouver called Volunteer Media. We're also going to play two songs off a record that we put on came out around the same time by a good friend of ours named William White, which Michael Rushton and myself are also featured on, and some brand new material which has never been heard before.
Ooh.
Yeah, which is coming off of our new mixtape album called Bridge Mixture.
You're damn right.
Yeah, and then we're going to play all of this for you tonight, people in the house.
Yeah, that's awesome. So it sounds like good. So I'm going to quickly play a track right now just to get the ball rolling. I'm going to play We Want Rustin.
Oh, that's a good one.
Sounds like a good track.
Let's go.
Turn it up, Vancouver.
Y'all MCs acting tough. In the real life Dallas, I'm your Patrick Duff. He's rougher than your sandpaper, faster than a NASCAR. My dual overhead cam just dodge your ram, man, bam, boom. He's quicker than the Knight Rider. Vancouver bad guy, a Vancouver rad guy. Flyer than WestJet, your boy's got the best vet. Soaking wet, I've got the brains and the brawn. Look, get it on, I won your money, Ben Stein. Cross the finish line, on sign, bumping that Frankenstein. Every day I add a sponsor to my sponsor list. Godfather's Pizza Tag, you a fruit of the loom. Zoom, I appear in your room. Sipping chaser, I'm my acer. Funny car pacer, big shoe string lacer. I'll be your big blockbuster tonight. Forget rent and hits, tonight you're making the switch. I'm gonna rock. You gotta wait a minute now. I'm gonna rock. You gotta wait a minute now. I'm gonna rock. You gotta wait a minute now. I'm gonna rock.
Can't wait for Rustin.
Hey, I'm moving up every single day from the Horseshoe Bay to the South Surrey. I'm going everywhere, Serengeti shades in the Everglades. The man is made, the man is 12 maids. People start struck cause the man made the buck. At the Chef Winter Games I had Wolfgang drop a puck by the potluck. Rustin dropping bills like a duck, take a gander. Yeah, 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 go take a gander. Sipping goose, now your man's on the loose. It's the big chief rocker, the soul, the showstopper. Rockin' and tough, they never sat on these duff. Making waves at the marina, just sold out the arena. Tina Turner never had a hit like this. I spit like this because I hit like this. Nah, this ain't Ike, yo, this is Mike. But call me Michael Rushton, the people's choice, baby. I'm gonna rock. You gotta wait a minute now. I'm gonna rock. You gotta wait a minute now. I'm gonna rock. You gotta wait a minute now. I'm gonna rock.
Can't wait for Rustin.
Hey Paul, how you doing?
Oh, Michael, we need to talk.
Hey, how you been lately?
What I heard last night made me so shocked. Where did you go? Why didn't you rock?
I hit a roadblock, it was rough.
That's not all you'll get hit by. You think shit fly? Leech, I got hit by a breach of contract.
Speaking of money, hey Paul, I'm kind of hard up right now.
End of discussion.
But Paul, come on.
You washed up like trash. Like ocean waves that just crushed it.
A satellite bill. My TiVo. I can't even afford to juice my Segway.
I guess this is your beg day. Listen, go over your finances or you won't afford a bed stay.
You hired that Jadakiss guy, didn't you?
So what if I did? He's butter. He's fly. He gives me butterflies, kid. He's slamming like salmon.
That was awesome. I can't even afford to juice my Segway. That's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you look at sources to inspire your lyrics? Like, what do you listen to and what do you read?
You know, personally for myself, Carl Lord Edward Diamonds likes to go to the library for inspiration.
Oh, really?
I did a lot of digging in the library in Vancouver for this record, you know. I like the classics, Handel, Debussy, you know, Birdman, all that stuff.
Yeah, you can keep your Debussy to yourself. Personally,
it's WC, by the way.
Is it Debussy? I always said Debussy.
Get out of here. I get my inspiration for some of the good guys. Yeah, the Bob Segers, like the David Lee Roth.
Yeah.
You know, I listen to a little bit of the rock and roll.
Hasselhoff, man. Don't forget Hasselhoff.
I like things that are more
fun. He's pretty good, too.
Yeah, you guys definitely remind me of, like, a Miami Vice kind of feel. It's funny and stuff. So, off the top of your head, quote some special lyrics that you wrote and tell us what they mean to you and why you like them in particular.
My personal favorite lyrics that I've written lately, you know, this is off the top of the head, so I gotta, you know, clear my throat for this one, would be, when I jumped in the game, they never played me. But look at me now, kid, they've Michael Bublé'd me. My fans want to lay me. I told you, Ma, that isn't my baby. So you best fill up your soda cup, because it's a toast this year, so shut the... I'm like King Tut. When I 808, you shake that butt. And to me, that means success in the rap game. Because, you know, if you can stand on a pedestal like me main man Bublé, you're doing pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah, that was great. That was just great. Yeah, give it up already. Personally, I didn't write the lyric, but I like that Van Halen classic, Running with the Devil, because I did that last night.
Me too.
Oh, shit. Oh my gosh, you guys are hilarious. I love it.
Talk.
So what's show? You guys just did a show with Lyrics Born.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Lyrics Born is pretty awesome. He's a good friend of mine.
Oh, thank you.
And you guys have Cutmaster Kurt on one of your tracks too. Is that true?
Yeah, Kurt, we're actually involved with his label a little bit called Threshold Recordings, which is based out of Santa Monica, California. And Kurt's been a good friend of ours. He helped with the 2010 record. He did some cuts on two songs, Charles, which features him on the cuts, and another artist from Vancouver. Shoutouts to Stroker DeLuca.
Oh, yeah. What up, hooker?
And he also did cuts on another song called The Obituary About My Death.
Okay.
Yeah, and then as far as Kurt's other involvement with Russian and Diamonds, for the next record, 2012, the rumor is, you know, Kurt might be producing that whole record for us.
Dope.
So,
that'd be awesome.
And then Kurt comes up here, does some touring with us. We want to bring him back up here.
Yeah, please bring him into the studio, mm-hmm. too. That'd be so awesome.
Yes.
That's wicked. So do you have any upcoming shows? Like, what's going on next for you guys?
Another rumor that might be happening is that we might be bringing Kool Keith up to Vancouver.
Very cool.
Diesel Truckers!
Yes. It'll be Kool Keith and his hype man Dennis Deft with Russian and Diamonds.
You just can't get any cooler than Kool Keith, man.
Yes, so look out for that in February or March.
Yeah, maybe you guys can give my listeners some free tickets to that show. Maybe they can listen live and answer a few funny questions about y'all.
Well, we could definitely do that.
Yeah, I think we can make something happen.
We're sitting on oodles of tickets.
Attaboy. So I want to get into some more songs here. This song next I want to play is called Seize Him. What's that about?
It's about trapping fake MCs. You know, when you're at a club and you see the guy get onto the stage and he's wearing a floppy hat and he has, you know, really, really baggy pants and he doesn't even look hip-hop. You got to seize that man.
You just described me, bro.
No. Hey, now. You know, it's off with his head for those MCs.
Yeah, word up. No, I respect that. That's wicked, man. So this is called Seize Him, Rushton and Diamonds, sorry. Listen up, Vancouver. Turn it up.
But it's time I let the cat out of its very own bag. I cannot stand the average rapper anymore. They whack rhymes and peasantry. Call up the gods and take them away.
They're gonna track him down for the queen. Load him up in that limousine. I've seen the way they wrapped in curse. So send them to the guillotine. You know what I mean? We're sick of the boring average man. Woo! The ones who plan to wrap it all cool and act a fool like DT Pans. With fitted caps, they should be playing the polo, wearing the chaps. Relax your body before a hem increase a bag of slacks. Bigger than Max and make a McMillion when they went chameleon. Talking cockney poppycock. Instead, they keep the block unlocked.
Seize him.
gotta grab another rapper, man.
Seize him.
Gotta snap another cracker, man.
Get that kid.
Gotta throw the rapper in the moat.
Get that boy.
Gotta make his microphone afloat.
Trap that man.
Gotta grab him on the rapping game.
Slap that fool.
Gotta smack him cause he's rapping lame.
Kill him.
They're all the same.
It's off with his head.
Leave me alone, guys.
Check. Think they're a baller. Take a rap boy to school to be that scholar. He's gonna drive him parlor. Know that gasoline's taking every dollar. A dog with a collar on a leash is track. Anisha's track. Appetize on Keisha's track. Then sing a hook for Keisha's track.
Shante.
It's after dark. Why are these rappers all acting like Marky Mark? I'll call up the Knox and have Napoleon rip their bones apart. The sacred art will not be tarnished by their verbal varnish. Our wish is to take them off the stage for eternity.
Seize him.
Gotta grab another rapper, man.
Seize him.
Gotta snap another cracker, man.
Get that kid.
Gotta throw the rapper in the moat.
Get that boy.
Gotta make his microphone afloat.
Trap that man.
Gotta grab him on the rapping game.
Slap that fool.
Gotta smack him cause he's rapping lame.
Kill him.
They're all the same.
It's off with his head.
Go away, I'm rapping here. Come on.
I spotted you through my monocle. You rapping kinda comical. About to put you in the mold with a rag and a soap. Now wash that filthy mouth out, Joe. It's Beaumont on a mission for the queen by any means. Exterminate MCs with use of metal machines. I take you to the gallows. MCs get hung like William. Meanwhile, I'm chilling with Carl, stacking and spending millions. I kill you all and wrap you in a cozy flannel. Push you out the boat and leave you floating on the English Channel.
Seize him.
Gotta grab another rapper, man.
Seize him.
Gotta snap another cracker, man.
Get that kid.
Gotta throw the rapper in the moat.
Get that boy.
Gotta make his microphone afloat.
Trap that man.
Gotta grab him on the rapping game.
Slap that fool.
Gotta smack him cause he's rapping lame.
Kill him.
They're all the same.
It's off with his head.
This is the rap game, man. Step off. Come on.
Kill him. Kill him.
Don't stand there.
Kill him.
Seize him. The traitors to the crown. To sudden, instant, and even immediate death.
Oh dear.
Carl, this is bullshit. He's not even a fucking...
Oh, I know.
You better pay us triple or smash that fucking hologram thing, whatever.
Well, at least you had the decency to unplug him when he was in his true form.
Yeah, whatever, buddy. You better pay us or else.
Or else what? Oh dear.
What's up? Welcome down to Throwdown FM 101.9. We're in the mix with Rushton and Diamonds.
We're back.
They are back.
What up?
And they're hilarious. So we were just listening to Seize Him, and that's about capturing whack rappers.
Yeah, we just did a video for that one, too, with me main man Stewie Kubrick, and also for We Want Rushton as well. So we got two videos circulating online right now people can check out. And... just for a bit of more knowledge, Stewie is going to be doing some beats for the upcoming record as well.
Very cool, very cool, very cool. Mm-hmm. And so I just wanted to ask, who does your beats?
Well, for the 2010 record that we put out on August 10th, I actually produced the whole thing myself.
Oh.
Yeah, and so Stewie, who's been doing videos, he's a very underrated producer in Vancouver. We're going to be working more with him for the next record. And Catmaster Kurt... he's been doing some stuff. We just did a video, actually, with him for a song called Change of the Guard, which you might see circulating online right now, but we're actually remixing that one and coming up with something totally new. So kind of a Beastie Boys-inspired video for that one.
Very cool, very cool. Mm-hmm. And so do you have many local artists on your CD? Like, who do you think would be... I noticed you have Mocha Only on here.
Jeff Speck.
Has a song he's on very
there.
Cool.
Coast Riders had a song on there. They go back to... Deaf Poet Society.
There was Hydro.
Hydro's from Vancouver, right? Yeah.
From there. J.P. Marin. He's another.
Yeah.
Local
I know
artist.
All those cats, man. Of course, I have to for 100% local show. Of course, I know all my
those
boys.
Those are all the dudes.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's cool. That's cool. That's wicked, man.
Yes.
And so, how long did it take you to make this CD?
Oh, that was 4 years.
4 years
it's
in the making.
It's an old record.
It's very cool. It's got two parts to it, an A part and a B part. It's very cool, very good, cool graphics.
It shouldn't have taken 4 years, though. It should have been out, honestly, in about 6 months, but we had to master it 4 times because we worked with some bad mastering engineers. And we brought it down to Los Angeles, and we worked with some people who were very good, or they were supposed to be very good. And I don't even want to say who it was, but they took our money and outsourced the mastering and had it done digitally, and that cost us about $3,000.
Yikes.
And then I ended up having to learn how to do it myself and did it myself. And it's okay. It's pretty good, but, you know.
No, man, that's respect, man. Fuck, when someone else can't do it, you got to do it better,
I mastered
right?
it in the castle. You know, went back to the castle. And
what's up with that castle? Is that in your family?
The castle's in Victoria. That's where I've been living.
Dope.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice. Check out the videos on YouTube, Russian and Diamonds. That one's for the Charles one, right?
Charles, or the castle. You'll see the castle and seize him when I'm trying to find Michael.
Him, yeah.
When Michael stole my diamond. Yeah. I got it back.
Got away with it too.
What is the diamond?
You'll see.
I'm perverted though. So.
Yeah. Oh, it's that diamond. What? You'll see the crown jewels popping up in the next video. You know, that's even more risque than the diamond itself.
So. Awesome. Well, let's play some more music here. This one is called Charles.
Featuring Cutmaster Kurt.
Here we go!
And Stroker DeLuca.
Wicked, turn it up, man.
Come on now, Brian. This isn't the sword and the stone. Tell me which suit shall I wear when I meet him? The dark or the light, Harris Tweed. I need to know precise. Trista pop a lot. Top of the charts, yes, I top a lot. I'll never stop till this king's up in Camelot. I'm rapping hot. Showing up all the king's men like Big Ben. We're swinging on swords that are mightier than pens in top 10. We're sending the hits like MI6. I'm getting my kicks by licking the potpourri of a white chicks. I'm waiting hopingly, openly for the right mix. I got the Pope and me groping so that the night sticks. Tight tricks. We're rapping the magic, then rant. Dressed in polo elegant with the sound. Little touch of Hugh Grant, I bet you can't. Like I enchanted the scene, I implemented codeine. Perhaps we'll share a glass of Ovaltine. The noble queen deemed my tranks, bringing Beatles back. I'm bringing Seagull back when beanies on my regal track. We're riding Saddleback, we're riding battle tracks. As a matter of fact, he stole a page from out my almanac. We pack aristocratal rhymes in these desperate times. Frist to the nines, I'll mix him a drink with all my favorite lines. Inclined to wash and rinse, I'm gonna meet the prince. Your favorite lord will be Carl when I go and meet Charles.
It's payback time for Charles.
We talking about Charles.
It's payback time for Charles.
Blithering, my dear man.
It's payback time for Charles.
We talking about Charles. Nobody's cooler when you're born to be a royal ruler. The crowning jeweler of the Windsor family's Tana Mula. Like a medulla, a man gotta order, meet the crooner. I bought the schooner so the tuna gets a sooner to ruin ya. So I can meet the man first. They talking cause your plans was perverse. They caught you walking with a man purse. They tried to front like they can make it off the solo work. These chaps are rapping how they could have had a polo shirt. They tailor fitted and pressed. So Charles will have envy. Impersonate the best so that you're spitting like an old beat. I come complete when I slam the mallet with the swagger. I'm running the Jeep off of power ballads by Mick Jagger. Like Cloak and Dagger, I be mixing tracks in Scotland Yard. I'm Scotland hard when I'm meeting with Prince Charles and y'all. When duty calls, I'll be Mad Gorilla acting killer. When booty calls, I'll be spending Skrilla on Camilla. Wrapped in vanilla with production like I'm JJ Dilla. This pheasant each is gonna be living like a ducky billa. I'm up in the Aston, I'm up in the Martin. PC and me are wearing real talking.
It's payback time for Charles.
We talking about Charles.
It's payback time for Charles.
That's my boy. Blithering, my dear man.
It's payback time.
Cheers
for Charles.
To big ears.
We talking about Charles.
The knight in shining motherfucking armor in the cut. I strap a saddle on the high horse and giddy up to gallop on the track with my trusted noble steed. Oversee the procedures to get them royalties. Royal steeds looking hella debonair. Acting like I'm Pierce Brosnan with a bit of Fred Astaire. Calling up the guard, giving you the deadest stare. So get to stepping like a motherfucking set of stairs. We go to battle in the cavalry, come with the cannons. King of the castle, cause I'm living like Dungeons and Dragons. Heavy artillery raps, acts of chivalry. Ducks get beheaded and that's the guillotine. I drop it on them like a dirty beat up in a filthy club. That's when the Bobby caught me pulling out my billy club. From Buckingham Palace to British Columbia, down to Santa Monica, then back we pimp as a motherfucker like Charles.
It's payback time for Charles.
We talking about Charles.
It's payback time for Charles. It's payback time for Charles.
We talking about Charles. We talking about Charles.
My lord!
Howard, fantastic news! The prince has accepted your invitation.
Oh, wonderful, old boy. There's no time to waste. I must dress to the nines.
Whatever will you wear?
Oh, I haven't the slightest idea. My wardrobe is filled with nothing but mothballs and cobwebs. You must take me to the store.
There isn't a retailer within miles of the castle, and it's getting late.
Retail? Ha! Don't be a catman. Tut, tut, now, old B. Let's hit the boutiques.
Yo, this is the Manphibian MC Charlie Tuna, and you are now tuned in to Throwdown FM with Downtown Stacey Brown and Jen Slayer. Stop playing.
Awesome. So, welcome back. You're obviously, that one obviously was about Prince Charles. That song that we heard, Obs.
I'm his number one fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it shows.
But the prince, you know, the prince was here for the Olympic Games when Gordon Campbell took him down to the Olympic Pavilion and they're walking hand in hand. And, you know, I felt his essence over the entire city of Vancouver. And then I said, you know what? This is our year. This is 2010. It's time to put out the album.
Very cool. And he agreed with you.
In spirit.
In spirit. He agreed with me, yes. Of course. So I want to ask you guys, do you guys have a ghostwriter?
A ghostwriter?
A ghost?
That's preposterous. Who's got a ghostwriter? Jeez.
Well, I must say, you know, I do a little help with Michael here, you know, here and there. I might, you know, correct a rhythm in his flow. And, you know, once in a while, if I'm sounding flat, Michael might have a word that sounds a lot more, ruggish for me to say. And, you know, so we kind of help each other with the vocals sometimes. But truly, it's, you know, we really do our own stuff, wouldn't you say, Michael?
Yeah, whatever.
Oh my gosh! So, do you guys listen to a lot of hip hop? Like, what's your genres? What do you like? What would you classify this as?
I would say that this
entertainment.
First and foremost, it's entertainment. But besides that, you could categorize it as a hip hopera.
Hip hopera.
You know, it tells a story. If you ever heard the album back in the day called Prince Paul's Prince Among Thieves, another Prince record, or Prince inspired record, royalty inspired record. This record plays out very similar to that in the fact where it's telling a story about Michael and myself in between over 30 great songs. And the difference between that record and this record is this one has a lot more humorous material thrown into the mix.
Okay. And
for inspiration, though, sort of answer your question.
Yeah.
As far as hip-hop goes, I mean, I'm a classical guy at heart. I listen to, you know, a lot of, how I was mentioning before, Handel and, like I like to say, Debussy. But I think hip-hop was Cool Keith. I think Cool Keith Thornton was a big inspiration for us, you know, starting out with Russian and Diamonds. And who else would you say, Michael, as far as hip-hop goes?
I like to listen to a little bit of the Motion Man when I'm not listening to the good old rock and roll.
Motion Man, yes, Motion Man, and Michael X is rock and roll, and I like my classics, and that's the inspiration.
What do you want your music, who do you want your music to reach, as in like kids or teens, or who do you think it reaches out to?
Oh, this record's for everybody.
Everybody.
The funny thing is, I thought people, younger kids would like this record, and then I'll have people who are in their 40s say that this record meant a lot to them.
Yeah, it's got like a kind of like an old school feel to it, like you guys are bringing back old hip-hop beats and stuff that, you know, I've been kind of like.
You know, I'm old at heart. I may look young, but I like old things, and I think that's the sound that we're kind of going to be sticking to. We don't want to update our sound too much from what it is right now. We want to kind of stick with stuff from the 1980s, classical music, lots of boom bap beats, and yeah, that's how we do it.
So, where are you guys from, anyways?
Oh, we're from British Columbia.
Yeah, so like Kitsilano, North Van, like what part of Van?
Yeah, like the Great White North. We're up here.
Yes, Carl Lord Edward Diamonds initially was brought up in Cambridge, Canterbury Properties in North Vancouver, West Vancouver.
I'm down from like the Hell's Gate community, you know, down the Thompson River area.
Yeah. Tell them about your Uncle Dale, Michael.
Don't bring Dale into this.
No, we gotta listen to this. Who's Dale? Uncle Dale.
That guy, he owes me money. Dale's my uncle. Like, we started a motorcycle shop a couple years back. Mm-hmm. Just a bad businessman, you know. That guy, him and his dogs all the time. I don't want to get into it.
Michael and him were living off of hot dogs and potato chips for about 3 years in the camper.
Yeah, thanks for blowing that one right out in the open, bud.
And then I made him an offer he couldn't refuse, and then the rest is history. Now he's a superstar, and he's on the radio.
Yeah, well, thank you.
He signed the contract.
Yeah, but you know, like, that contract wasn't really all that great. Like, I already ate those chips.
You signed it, man.
There's still some crumbs in his mustache, too, man. You should see this guy's mustache.
It's all about that Movember.
Hey, man.
Yo, Michael's an avid supporter.
You guys are hilarious.
I think Michael might have the Merkin, right? The pube mustache. I'm not sure if anyone else has that, but...
I snuck into his room when he was sleeping.
We'll be back after this.
I thought you would like to know that Fun Drive 2010 is going to be happening from November 16th to the 25th. You should think about making a donation. CITR is working on its library digitization project. This involves an expensive team of super robots working around the clock. Your donation will help us to employ the super robots, which will help us, which will in turn help you. Help us help you. Make a donation during Fun Drive 2010, November 16th to 25th. On your frequency, dude buddy.
Welcome back.
Oh, it's good to be back.
Back in the saddle once again.
Oh, God, I couldn't stop laughing there. I had to go to a commercial. You guys are fucking hilarious. So, yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm sorry. So, Just Another Sucker. That's a song that's from the Whiteout album.
Yes, I hope people will go and pick this one up. It was a digital release only and was released the same day as 2010, which was August 10th. And this record features... a very good friend of Carl Edward Diamond's named William White, who was also featured on the 2010 album. And this record is quite similar to Michael Rushton's Suddenly album, which is the first disc on 2010, but has a bit more of a mainstream 80s R&B sound. And we're both featured on this. And this song in particular features Michael Rushton, so I think you'll like this one.
Okay, well, so, let's check it out.
It's a goodie.
Let's go!
Walking down the street and my eyes shine bright. It's young William with the man in white. I know that up is the only way I can go. In the VIP we let the champagne flow. Just another sucker to want. Just another sucker to love. Just another sucker you can wake up next to and be like, who's this motherfucker?
Which then will enable me to use the excuse, wake up bitch, I own Sony and Microsoft now.
Young William in the place to go nuts, with a lime and a cocoa co-nuts, with the man in white, I'm a savage, right on the microphone, I'm so nuts, I get paid like 50 G's, to rock one show like Cracker, please, cause you hangin' with the one that gotta know with so many duckers, I throw them in the air just to watch it fall, hit the mall and ball with big stacks, I'll take you out to dinner and I never call back, so, fall back, I need a bit of space if you ain't throwing money down for my time, it's a waste, but hit me up on the celly if you want me over just to put a baby in your belly, never hit it when it's smelly, only hit it when it's good, and I am in your name. Neighborhood. Just another sucker to want. Just another sucker to love. Just another sucker you can wake up next to and be like, who's this motherfucker?
You know what? You're all suckers. Slogan, I'm in LA on the hills, watching the Hulk on DVD with Hollywood Hogan. Winston's players and camels, I'm having a prime time, homie. Hey, William, why are we wasting our time with these guys, man? They nothing but radioactive trash. I'm the only rapper in the great Northwest who suffers from heartburn and third-degree road rash. So what, you want to do something about it, buddy? You can come find me in a local Red Robin in a booth for one with a bullet in my left jacket pocket, you dummy. You think you know the definition of tough? I had a stiletto tattooed on my chest and I dated a girl with a tattoo tattooed of the Tasmanian devil on her left breast. Just another sucker to want. Just another sucker to love. Just another sucker you can wake up next to and be like, who's this motherfucker?
Yes, my
cycle, we've made it this far. The women, the wine, the cars, the sniffly white powders, the fancy food, the suits. The suits, I know you got a soft spot. So why don't you get on the mic and tell these people how you love living the new life.
Buddy, get the hell out of my life.
God. Welcome back to Throwdown FM. We're sitting in the studio with Rushton and Diamonds.
Rushton and Diamonds in the house, girl.
What up?
It's going down.
So that one was called Just Another Sucker.
How about that?
Featuring my dude, William White, all the way from Cleveland, Ohio.
And me!
Ohio!
And what's that one about? That's just about another sucker, obviously, but was there anybody in particular you were rapping about when you made that song?
That one was... What was William writing about? You know, William's an undercover cop, actually.
Ew.
He raps. And, him
that's
and Michael,
disgusting.
Him and Michael are actually partners on the force.
Yeah, it's true. I was disqualified from the force.
That's probably a good thing. You guys have to leave now. This interview's over. Just joking.
I think that song was actually...
Oh, you had me going there.
We'll be over here talking, right?
Get the f*** out of my studio. No pigs allowed. Just joking. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. Are you guys working on anything new since 2010 album?
Yeah, right now we're working on four records right now.
God, there's a whole bunch of albums.
The first thing is Bridge Mixture. We're going to play you some brand new stuff off of that record tonight. That's going to be the next thing we're putting out, and it's absolutely 100% free.
Really?
So if anyone comes out to a Rushton and Diamonds show in Vancouver or anywhere else we're touring, I'll make sure to hand you that CD.
So it's not fully made yet?
It's, I would say it's about 80% complete.
Yeah, it's coming along.
It's going to be produced by Stewie Kubrick, who also did our latest videos, Seize Him and We Want Rushton. He does some amazing beats.
Very cool.
And also there's a beat on there by Cutmaster Kurt as well. And then we're actually each doing solo projects. I have a solo record called Prince Charming, The Music, which is produced by me main man Mocha Only, a.k.a. Ron Contour.
And I'm working on my self-titled album, Michael Rushton, is called Rad, and it's directed and produced by my main man, Stewie Kubrick.
Kubrick!
He's doing it, man. And then, you know, if we get around to things, we'll be doing a sequel to 2010.
Very cool, very cool. Well, I like free CDs, and I also like giving my listeners free CDs. So if there's anybody out there listening, call 604-822-2487. We'll hook you up with a free CD when it comes out.
Oh, we'll give you a stack of CDs.
Hell yeah, fuck yeah, my guys like that shit.
That's about
shrink-wrapped and everything.
So call in if you're listening, if you want a free Rushton and Diamonds CD.
I'll even throw in an autograph.
Oh, shit, there you go. So this next song I want to play for you folks is called Suicide Girl.
This song really breaks my heart.
It's a softie.
Oh, it broke my heart.
You have a heart?
I did.
Well, is it about anybody in particular who's on this one? Is it both of you?
This is William White. This is off that record called White Out Again. This one also features Michael Rushton.
Okay. Okay, well, let's give it a try and see if it breaks all of our hearts, too.
It's going to happen.
Spend a night with me.
Like me,
P to the I to the M to the P,
like
I'ma show you how I lay it down,
lay it down.
I'ma show you how I lay it down,
lay it down.
If you wanna spend a night with me, P to the I to the M to the P,
like
I'ma show you how I lay it down,
Michael.
I'ma show you
Big
how
P.
I lay it down. 10 after 1 and I just wanna have some fun. If I could be your Willie Dynamite and Goldie rolled up into one. The way that you dipping in whips and licking your lips got me thinking on explicitness, like kissing your hips until I go down and I'm licking your. I like my lady Pierce, lady weird, lady hyphy. I like my lady smart and dumb enough to still like me. Really feisty, but you see that I be liking it. Give me what I want and I can give you all my Vicodin. Alrighty then, I'm not the type for digging drama. So if you gotta get the fuck up out my house, lil' mama. Wham, wham, what it do? Clamp you like a forceps. Randall get you wetter than the weather in the Northwest.
Four strength, four stamina. Leather belts, coming up out of the closet wearing nothing but a zebra pelt. Baby, I'm freaky and cheeky, harder than a tiki. Known to give you rug burn and make your bed squeaky, squeaky. If you wanna spend a night with me,
like
P to the I to the M to the P,
like
me, I'ma show you how I lay it down.
Lay it down.
I'ma show you how I lay it down.
Lay it down.
If you wanna spend a night with me, P to the I to the M to the P,
like
me, I'ma show you how I lay it down.
Michael,
I'ma show you how I lay it down.
Girl, you are the one for me. Back in the day, we would do childish things like listen to my favorite Kajagoogoo LP. You were always so nice to me. Used to massage my shoulders while I played arcade games at the laundromat until 3. Cleaning my act, even settled down because I love you, B. You were my favorite Mustang Sally. Love like this doesn't grow on a tree. Shared our first kiss right until I urinated in the alley. You were the last time I dated somebody from the valley.
If you wanna spend a night with me,
like me,
P to the I to the M to the P,
like me,
I'ma show you how I lay it down.
Lay it down.
I'ma show you how I lay it down.
Lay it down.
If you wanna spend a night with me, P to the I to the M to the P,
like
me, I'ma show you how I lay it down. I'ma show you how I lay it down.
Michael thought we were alright, but you told me last night you met Mr. Right. Turned me into Mr. Last Night. It's just wrong, it ain't right. Upstairs, went to the bar, drank all the beer, got in a fight. I want my stuff back, but I can't reach you no more. You don't live there no more. What a bummer, you changed your digits. When I called you, I got a wrong number. I'll never get my high school letter jacket back. Tabloids calling it a wrap. Debbie, come back, come home. Debbie, I miss you. Just come home. Why did you leave? No.
Who's Debbie?
Oh, Deborah.
You broke my heart.
Oh, that shit. What happened? Tell us the story.
I don't even want to get into it.
Come on, get into it.
What happened? Who was Debbie again?
Remember that bleach blonde girl in the back of your motorcycle you used to always bring by my castle all the time, and she was always dragging you away to go run errands and spend your money on her?
Oh, that girl from Los Angeles.
Yes, and you know.
Yeah, I remember her.
Then okay. You came back, you know, whimpering and crying. And
it wasn't that bad, was it?
It's not what you said back then.
Look at that mustache. Of course it was that bad.
Yeah, I'm combing it right now.
Anybody out there in Radio Land wants a mustache ride, call in.
Oh, my God, it'd be fucking...
Woo! So, not to get off topic or anything, but inquiring minds want to know if you care about the environment.
Of course I care about the damn environment.
Absolutely.
Do you guys recycle?
Oh, I reuse all the time. I mean, when I'm in the castle, you know, rather than using traditional TP, for example, you know, have you seen those cloth diapers that sometimes, you know, traditional families will use on their children? Well, I use cloth, you know, just to wipe. And then that way I can wash it, and then, you know, I put it back, and then I use it again, and then I do my part in the castle, that is.
So you're not the one washing it, though. You got maids and servants and stuff. That. Oh, it must be nice.
Yeah, they're learning all kinds of things about us tonight, huh?
Do you warm them up? Like,
oh, they're hot. It's a hot rag.
A hot rag.
Brooks is
jealous.
I hope there's a couch for me to crash on.
You can find those at our merch booth. They're Carl Edward Diamond's hot rags.
Hot rags.
And it's a green item.
It sounds like my last girlfriend.
Oh.
Wow. So here's a three-part question. Do you love our planet? If not, are you just ignorant? And do you think it's not your problem, just a problem your kids can live with?
You know, I love the planet, but when nature calls, I pee on a tree.
I love our planet, but I think something like, you know, Mars or Venus would be just as suitable as our planet.
Yeah.
You know, I like those planets just as much.
Even Uranus.
Speaking of love and speaking of planets, you guys obviously love Vancouver. You're born and raised here. Mm-hmm. What schools do you guys go to?
I went to a boarding school.
Of course you did.
I went to St. George's boarding school. and they were very strict to me, and I don't know if it was a good experience or a bad experience. I think it was a positive experience. It was very strict, and they gave me, you know, excellent discipline, and that's how I could spend 4 years on making this album.
Yeah, and I was a dropout of the Thompson River Homeschooling Academy.
Shows, man.
That's hilarious. You guys are hilarious.
It shows. I mean,
thank you.
You're doing great, babe.
You can still go back to elementary school. You could go back to high school and get your...
Didn't Billy Madison do that once?
I think he did.
He pissed his pants because it was cool.
So this next track I want to play for you guys is called Grand Opportunities. This is from the Bridge Mixer. This is brand new.
Yeah, this is a brand new one.
This is a world exclusive.
I think you guys are really going to like this one.
You think so?
I think so, too. I really like this song.
Okay.
I stand behind it.
Well, let's check it out here on Throwdown FM 101.9 with Rushton and Diamonds, these crazy fuckers.
I jumped in the game, they wouldn't play me. But look at me now, cause they've Michael Bublé'd me. My want to lay me. I told you, ma, that isn't my baby. So you best fill up my soda cup. It's a doses, yeah. So shut the f*** up. Like King Tut. When I 808, you shake that butt. Me a suit from the hair of Jim.
Bill Pickle, Chip, the Harley bike, and I'm in. 12 scratch wins, a lot of ticket, I win. It's the last time I'm dropping from the bid. Grand opportunities. Grand opportunities. Grand opportunities. Grand opportunities. Down the river with Stewie Kubrick, looking like the chest of Cheetah Music. Last time the world saw me act this bug, I was the Everglades with Sammy Hagar drinking whiskey out of a jug. Michael, tough guy for life, rushing, driving that motorcycle, not enough. Cuckoo for some cocoa stuff, and I taste a duff. Acting rough, cigarettes, we gon' have to puff. If I worked out this week, y'all already know I'll be buff. But I've been too preoccupied looking at all my new stuff.
From the hat, my chin,
Bill Pickle, Chip, a Harley bike, and I'm in. 12 scratcher wins, a lot of ticket, I win. It's the last time I'm dropping from the bid. Grand opportunities. Grand opportunities. Grand opportunities. Grand opportunities.
Salam, I'ma drop the bomb on your bad decision making, Octomom. You need to stop for the stop of it. Hearing you rap is like a train wreck with a plane wreck on top of it. Rock, I'ma rock it the best. Fat mother wearing a vest. Eat sewer shit. I read your tarot cards and it said you a bitch. I'ma get mo ill like your daughter did with the phone bill. Rack it up. Yeah.
Cashmere suit from the hair of Jim.
Bill Pickle, Chip, a Harley bike, and I'm in. 12 scratcher wins, a lot of ticket, I win. It's the last time I'm dropping from the bid.
Everybody now!
Grand opportunities. Grand opportunities. Grand opportunities. Grand opportunities.
Deal with the devil.
That's awesome.
Yo.
Do you guys have any more videos coming out?
We do. The next one we're putting out is for that song Charles that Cutmaster Kurt and my man Stroker DeLuca were on.
Now, I swear to God, I seen a video for that today.
Oh, you know what? The thing is, it shouldn't have been out already, but it got leaked on YouTube, and those videos are sitting in low res. So if you look for it tomorrow when I put it up,
yeah,
it'll look a lot better than it does right now. Yeah.
Very cool.
Also, we filmed three other videos. I don't know if I should give away the titles or not. What do you think, Michael?
No, I think you need to keep them a secret.
Yeah, it's going to be a secret for now.
Till when?
I think the next one's going to come out in January.
All right.
So... three for now.
What about that one, the special one that we're working on right now? The one that, the one that's almost done?
Being filmed under that one. The table.
Oh, that one. Well, yeah, you know what, that will, no, let's just say it's called The Bog, and we're going to play that song tonight for that.
So many secrets with these badasses.
Yeah, right?
Who's producing your new records?
Well, Stewie Kubrick's going to be involved because he's been doing such great beats for us lately. And then Cutmaster Kurt, he's going to get back in the saddle again and do some stuff. Oh, and my solo record, Prince Charming, is being done by Mocha Only. And I might do some beats myself again, I think.
Yeah.
I've grown as a producer since 2010. That was a four years ago that I did that record, so I should do that. Oh, how can I forget?
Yeah,
Dylan
what about
Ross.
Dylan? Yeah.
Dylan Ross, that's William White's long lost cousin. And he does some very, very great beats. How could I forget?
Where's he from?
He's from Cleveland, Ohio. He's actually in Kentucky right now. He's hanging out there. He was staying in Vancouver with us in the summertime. He did some shows at, he was at the show we did at Fortune Sound Club.
Okay.
He did that show with us, and he'll be back.
I think I was there for that one.
He has huge ears. And not like Will Smith ears.
Yeah.
But like huge earplugs.
Yeah, just, right.
Like, I think he has the biggest gauge in Vancouver when he was here. They call him elephant ears.
Weird.
They're crazy huge, yeah.
That's very cool.
It's really gross when he's not wearing the earrings in them, though.
I wonder what that smells like.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're all just like, meh. Rather not.
Yeah, what's up, Dylan?
Yeah.
Great producer.
Wicked, great man. Producer. So up next, we have Totally Deaf. That's
produced
new.
By me man, Stewie Kubrick, featuring yours truly, Carver Lord Edward Diamonds.
Yeah.
Very
one,
cool.
Two.
Yeah. Kubrick.
Check it out, man.
We're going to party like it's 1790 on this one, baby. What? Let's go. Give me one verse and you can have the rest. Carmelin Productions is completely dead. I'm a cross between Mozart, a prince, and Macbeth. Carmelin Productions is completely dead. There's a party up in hell, but you're underdressed. Carmelin Productions is completely dead. I'm a rap artist, cause I rap the best. Listen, I'm totally deaf.
Can we have your autograph?
Well, I beg your pardon. I'm bigger in the game than me girl Jen Arden. We're dressed in tartan and the wigs are powdered. Can you rap a talk like I do? Son, I doubt it.
What?
I'm so fly, I live.
Huh?
People wanna know how I crippled my eardrums. Exposure to bass and triple crack. Take you back to the future, I'm the only rebel left.
What?
Wake up in the morning with my head exploding. I write a couple rhymes, but nothing is fitting. I can only think of weird things, like how rappers wear earrings. But for me, my earrings.
Huh?
My fans are devoted because it potted to my trance.
It was elegantly placed next.
And horn vostro set.
Smoke an L and relax.
For I'm melting the wax.
Over
what?
Beethoven, because the classic's
what?
Back.
What? Give me one verse and you can have the rest. Carmelin Productions is completely dead. I'm a cross between Mozart, a prince, and Macbeth. Carmelin Productions is completely dead. There's a party up in hell, but you're underdressed. Carmelin Productions is completely dead. I'm a rap hot-ish, cause I rap the best. Listen, I'm totally deaf. Cutmaster Cut, totally deaf. Michael Rushton, totally deaf. Stewie Kubrick, totally deaf. And your boy Diamond, totally deaf.
Making funky records,
totally deaf. And my fly lady, totally deaf.
BC to LA,
totally deaf. All around the world.
What up? Before we go any further with our awesome interview here, I just want to wish a happy birthday to my little brother, Ethan.
Oh, happy birthday
to you.
He just turned 19.
Oh, happy man. Birthday to you.
Double digits.
Yeah.
He can drink now.
He can. I'm so excited to go home and drink with you, buddy. He's gotten so old now.
You don't drink.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I highly recommend Prince Charles Ale.
Prince Charles Ale.
They're organic. They're very good.
And I also want to welcome home my Sugar Shay, one of my wives. She's back from a very long couple month trip in Europe. She was out there.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, baby. I miss you.
Welcome.
Yeah, so there's my shout outs for tonight. Shout out. We miss you, Ethan and Shay. Can't wait to see you fuckers. Okay, anyways, back to business. Ow.
Yes, Stewie.
Who's Stewie Kubrick? Yeah.
Oh, he's such an elusive character, the Stu. You never can see his face ever.
Like bandana? Or...
Like when we were filming one of our videos, and I thought that I would get to see Stu, he had a Tupac mask on. Yeah, so you never get to see Stu, but he has a record coming out, which is a compilation, I think, of all his best songs and videos, and I think you might see his face on the cover.
What do you think he looks like? Do you know what he looks like?
It's all up to the imagination.
So it's like neck face then, right? I mean, no one knows what neck face looks like.
I don't know. I think everybody's got a different interpretation of him. You know, it's like some will say that he's like a really good, handsome dude. And other guys will say, it's like, I don't know about that Stu. You know, but personally, we're more about like, you know, just good buddies. You know, like when we're not working together, we're riding motorcycles and stuff. We'll shoot guns.
Yeah, I love guns.
Stewie loves guns. Big up the gun shooters.
I like going out to Poco. Big up to Aaron Haight.
Oh, you shot in Poco?
Yeah, I shoot a lot there.
We did that. We shot some assault rifles there.
Yeah,
we
I got
shot,
that.
My homie,
musket.
One of my homies I went to high school with out in Ontario is a gunsmith out in Vancouver here.
No.
So we get to play with all the big guns.
Russian and diamonds love very guns. Cool.
Maybe I should bring you guys out one night.
Yeah, I'm down for that. Can we do that, please?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we can arrange that maybe next Sunday. Before the show, even, so we can talk about it. I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I know you guys aren't going to be on the show, but I can talk about it. But I'll still take you on Sunday. Yeah. I think we got Nurse, Trey, and Blue. There's some pretty fucking heavy boys coming in next week, hopefully. I'm pretty excited for that.
Sick. Any DJ in there?
I don't know.
We might see someone cut some stuff, you know, and it always sounds good.
Yeah, we had
fresh.
Yeah.
Ha. Poison Ivy. Poison Ivy. Itch.
Oh, wait a second. We just had some pretty lady just enter into the room. Hello there.
Oh shit. Call that.
It's the welcoming.
Don't call. Run. Hey girl.
Hey.
She's cute, Radio Land. She's cute.
Hey, can I have some of that? What are you drinking?
Yeah.
What's your name again?
Kate.
This is Kate. Say hi, Kate.
Hi.
This is Russian and Diamonds.
Yeah, give it up for Kate.
This is their girl. There's their girl. I'm like, I'm so glad there's more girls.
She raps, too.
What?
No. Yeah, no. MC Juicy Fruit.
MC Juicy Fruit. You want to battle me right now?
Let's do it.
What's up? Phew.
She's the fucking bullet
there. That's hilarious. I've yet to rap on my show, actually. It's kind of funny, considering I used to rap all the time when I was a kid. But, I don't know. I've kind of grown out of that stage.
So,
now I just support other rappers.
I don't know.
I know, one day.
So you gotta build. You're building the whole time. Building. You walk around and see things and think. Look at these guys, man. Holy shit.
Look at us. We're a class act.
We're almost 60 and we're still rapping.
60.
This guy's mustache.
Easy on the lies, boys.
Yeah.
Shit. So Totally Deaf, that one, explain that one.
Totally Deaf, you know, if you see, you know, we are working on a video for that one, and if you see me, I have a longer hair, and you know, I have a red scarf around my neck, and you might almost think I might be Mozart. You know, I look very similar. You might even think I'm Bach in that one, or, you know, I could be one of those guys. So Totally Deaf really means, you know, you listen to so much hip-hop, you can't hear no more.
Yeah, he looked like Murphy Brown in the video.
Yeah, you know, I had the gray hair. And it's a new look for 2011.
Very cool.
It's the warm-up for 2012. You got to look good, people. You got to look good.
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah, well, Murphy you guys don't have a problem doing Murphy that. Brown. So this next, it's called The Bog.
Oh, yeah. This song is about Burns Bog. And people who live in Vancouver, if you know where that is,
it's kind of out in the Delta area.
Yeah, it's an actual bog. You can walk in there, and there's trees, and there's swampy grounds, and
there's
lizards in there.
There's a lizard in there. You know, there's maybe a snake in there. You can find a bunch of bees in there.
And, you know, Michael and I were wandering around one day, and we were actually talking on behalf of the Bog Conservatory. And then what happened was I found a red reishi mushroom, and then you know, the rest is history. I got a little dizzy in there, and I just started rapping, and then I recorded in the bog, and then you can hear the track.
Shit.
Very cool.
I hear you can smoke the skin of those mushrooms.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
That's it.
We just ate it. We shared it 50-50.
Fuck. I'm not doing it.
I broke two of my teeth.
It's over. What? Recording this tune?
Yeah. In the process of recording this tune and eating the mushroom, I broke two of my teeth.
Let's hear it.
I'm down.
The bog.
It was worth the teeth.
Yeah.
It's called The Bog. Russian and Diamonds. Throwdown FM 101.9.
Ooh. Ooh. Bass
ball cap, my old Dutch.
Y'all hit the road,
bud. Tripping like the movie Wild Hog. Carl and me out here in the bar. Howling like the wolf next to a dirty dog. All night I rest my head on a log.
Yeah. I haven't walked the path this golden since a child. Call me Oscar, I'm in the wild. Rest in my nest, chick, that's how I'm styled. I rap in the bar, my hat's in the bar. A cat, a rat, a bat's in the bar. A frog's in the bar, can you jog in the bar? Hopping up roots and a log in the bar.
The bar. The bar. The bar.
When nature calls, I pee on a tree. Ate some alligator soup for breakfast, it ain't a small thing, G. Only guy in the forest wearing an onyx ring. Hibernate like a bear in a den. Lights out, but you'll be hearing from me in the spring.
Oh man, this is my bar. Unleashed and tamed like Rover the dog. Humping and jumping and pumping the glock. You've answered my prayers, so thank you, God.
That was quick.
The bob.
That was a quick one.
Quick, we do it quick for the songs.
And just like that, it's over.
We try not to exceed 3 minutes for songs these days because, yeah. You know, my attention span is not so good. Michael's attention span.
Yeah, things were always a little hazy.
Unless they're quick.
Yes, so, you know, two minutes in song length is pretty good. And if you like it, you listen to it again.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's quick.
That's it. It's quick.
That was very quick. Very quick.
What's your guys' favorite tracks on here? Like, what do you like the most?
Oh, the 2010 record.
Yeah, on the 2010.
People seem... I mean, my personal favorite track would probably be... you know, I kind of start feeling ones, and then I hate it. And then I go back, and I'm like, oh, I like this one again. Right now, I'm kind of into Seize Him, because we've been getting some love for the video, and I looked at the one, and I said, oh, that's a pretty good song. But I think, overall, my favorite song would be... I think I like the song we're going to play last called Epilogue.
Epilogue, what's that about?
That song is about me dying and going into a different dimension at the end of it.
Yeah, it's definitely something kind of different.
But it's
a little different.
Yeah, it was the only song on this record where I kind of cranked up the BPM on it. Oh. And so, you know, you could dance to this one.
I can dance to it.
You can dance to any one of these, bro.
You can dance if you want to.
You could dance if you want to.
I'm going to dance in the studio when this one plays.
Shirt off.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's just fucking find out what it's all about.
Just put your rock and roll hands up.
Fist pump.
That's right, yeah. Damn, it's good to be big this year. Gotta hold it down with that rap career. Gonna make a big sound with volunteers. Get to the back, let's jet like Leonard King. Some gorilla with D rules a kingdom. Sing them hooks for the girls with the good looks. Smack box, settle up with the new books. Master the diss, so I pass in his good books. Not gonna lie, I pass with a light. Could it be a rap then a rhyme so tight? Fly like what, soaring high like kite. Left to the earth, but I feel so right. Crown that knife right after the funeral. Y'all wanna know how I roll with a soul. Y'all wanna know how I paid for the glow. There were no A&Rs on my very last show. Y'all don't know, y'all won't grow. Out of body rap from a new plateau. Passed by Europa, Jupiter, Pluto. E40 told a man, tell him when to go. Taking my dough, kick tracks from the past. Don't last any rapper, though I rhyme so fast. I'm fantastic, climb that mast. Rich in the games, really broke like gas. I know something that you don't know. I'm somewhere that you can't go. I ain't bumping that coolio. I ain't chasing that booty hoe. I know people so cool it, bro. Cause I'm not in the physical that I mentioned. Carl Edwin, where are you right now? I'm in the fifth dimension. Oh, are you serious? You haven't even written to me. Damn, it's good to be big this year. Gotta hold it down with that rap career.
gonna make a big sound with falling discs. Get to the back, let's chant like this, so dapper. Honeys wanna tap this rapper. Mac hot tricks as I shine on my bar kicks. Top picks on the mix, R&B chicks. Wanna get nasty, let me suck fix. Go hold it down. Did you know I lay down every sound? Loud kicks and snares, pound mix and layers. My mastering and levels the same as John Mayer's. Who cares? I made a meal this year. Build this year. Skrill this year. Trill this year. By now you should know I'm a zillionaire. I'm the king in the rap game, cheated death. With a style as unique as a late Macbeth. I test the water, sip the goose gray. With a hint of the lime, pass the Chardonnay. I love the Bombay and the Bay and the Hudson. Therefore I'm busting on out of here, baby.
So welcome back to the show.
We're losing our mind.
You should see everybody was dancing in here. Like everybody, even the janitor came.
That's a good beat. I like that beat. You produce that beat too?
Oh yeah, I produced the whole thing.
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's talent, man. We had another guy come in here. What was his name? Or I don't know
City
his name.
City Reel did it.
City Reel sat there.
Oh, City Reel was here.
Oh
yeah, yeah.
Oh. Big ups Jack to City Black. Reel. We know
yeah.
City Reel.
Yeah, very cool. I love him. He's cool, and. Yeah, he did his whole entire CD, produced it, mastered everything. It was fucking, it's pretty impressive too. I liked it. So I respect that. I respect that when artists can like come and, you know, do it by themselves and stuff. But do you see yourself like getting other people's beats and stuff? And like, do you want to expand on that? Or
I would rather now concentrate on the rapping and have other people do make some beats for us. Stuff. Because when I made this record, you know, I went to the library and I picked up all my favorite classics and I had to make those beats myself. And then I met some friends, some buddies now, and they have beats like this too. And I'm like, wow, we all make library beats, and, you know, and their library beats sound pretty banging. So I think I'm going to be using this from now on.
Very cool, very
cool. You might see me pop up on a track here or there, but, you know.
Yeah, it's like you gotta change it up every now and then, like, you know, you like just where you're not looking, like I may appear on somebody else's song, I'm like right there and you wouldn't even know it, and then I'm right there, and you know, this guy could be way over there and you wouldn't even know about it. So it's we're just doing it up.
Sometimes we're everywhere. I might be on the internet and I might be here at the same time.
That's awesome. So any upcoming shows? I know I asked you that before, but I just want to...
Yeah, I think we're going to be doing some shows locally in Vancouver. I think we have a friend named... I'll give a shout-out to Big Bones, Kevin Evoy. I know he's putting out a record that I was featured on one of the songs, and I think we're going to be opening up for him. I think he's going to be doing that in the next month or so. And after that, I want to bring some more... foreign talent up to Vancouver and do some shows with them. Perhaps Cool Keith. Yes, do a little song with him. Yeah. I know he's hollering right now. He wants to come up here and do a show. Or do a tour.
I mean, you guys doing a song together would just be like, meh. I mean, I don't know. It's that rank, you know, head bob sidewalk thing. You're looking around, you're stepping in the gum that these guys are spitting out. Like, oh, speaking ridiculous over here. I don't know if you guys are listening to the lyrics, but... Bleh. Bob.
Well, this is, I mean, this stuff is just my life. You know, it's just my life. Exactly. You know, it's like, I'm not. Yeah.
You might see Cool Keith pop up in a bog.
If so.
He might be in a bog.
He may be way up in the tree.
Oh, my God. So, Russian and Diamonds 2010, where can people find your CDs?
HMV.
Best Buy.
Future Shop.
Amazon.ca.
It is in stores. Yeah, Beat Street in Vancouver. Support your local record stores. You get Red Cat and what was the other one? Neptune has it in stock right now. Scratch vinyl. Support the local record stores.
Yes,
and go
definitely.
Get it at Best Buy.
Well, you know us. Throwdown FM is 100% local. Also, you guys, if you're listening, send your beats and music to ThrowdownFM, and I will make sure it gets @gmail.com, and I'll make sure it gets played. I want to thank you guys so much for coming in. That was amazing.
Thank you.
I'm going to leave Vancouver with your CD on repeat for the rest of the night. And, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, your shows that you guys got coming up, and looking forward to your other music videos you guys got coming out and everything, man. I'm proud of you guys. You guys are doing your thing. It's cool. I like what you guys got going on here.
Well, thank you very much. And I got to say thank you for having us here tonight. I'm really glad to come out here. I've been wanting to do it for a while, and I'm happy that I'm here. And let's do some shows. We got to get some shows going out.
Yes,
know,
definitely.
Shows, you know, Vancouver.
We love shows.
You know, we're coming.
We do love shows. That's it for us tonight on Vancouver. Pick up Russian and Diamonds. You can listen and you can watch their videos online on YouTube. And yeah, let's fucking keep it real, Vancouver. I will now. Do you guys want to say anything? We got lots of people in the studio. We got fucking Ezer.
Props for Jen to the questions.
I want to say that up. Oh, so I was going to say shouts out to Jaden and Erie One and Differ. Keep it real.
What up?
And we just got a bit of a list here of people we'd like to thank. Yeah. So I'd like to give a shout out to Greg B, Cutmaster Kurt, Ann Lynn, Stewie Kubrick, Jerry Moore, all the way down in Washington, Dylan Ross, Mitch, and I can't forget Owen, Mac Wayne, and Snoopy.
Snoopy. DJ Weasel. Did you say DJ?
Oh, Weasel.
Weasel, what's going on? And thank you, Kate. It was delicious beer.
Kate.
And
DJ MC Juicy Fruit.
MC Juicy Fruit. Who won't battle me? She doesn't want to battle. That's okay.
She's excited right now, though. Things are warming up.
You should have us back to battle. People should call in, and we should battle them over the phone.
Yeah, I do.
No one likes to battle anymore.
You know, that's not true, because I do get a lot of people that do battle on over the phone lines and everything. If you guys want to call in really quick, 604-822-2487, battle one of these guys.
Yeah,
you could battle this guy right here.
I also want to thank Jen. Jen didn't stick around for the rest of the show.
No, give it up.
Because you guys know she's got school and stuff. And she did work hard. She did work really hard on preparing those questions for you guys. And she does like you guys. And
big ups to Jen.
Jen, if you're listening, you're going to have to come and race back in the morning and grab the CD if you want the CD.
This one's for you, Jen.
This one's for you. So that concludes our show, I guess. I'm just trying to think of... what I want to do here. I want to leave you guys. Should I put the A side on or B side? What do you guys like?
Oh, you got to start from the top. You got to start with A side.
All the way from
the top.
That's
true. But we won't be able to listen to the B side because I won't be here to change it over.
Oh.
Buy the CD.
I know. Buy the CD and figure out what's what you like. It's all good here. All right, Vancouver. Do you guys want to say goodnight?
Yep. Sayonara.
Good night.
Au revoir.
Radio.
These guys are amazing. You guys are amazing. Vancouver, thanks so much for listening. Every Sunday night at midnight, 101.9, Throwdown FM, CITR.
You think you can beat me? This is free. Come equipped with over 500 horses, a Flowmaster, dual overhead cam, pistons, nitrous, and an extra large ashtray. Who is this? This is Michael Rushton. Over.
Well, if it isn't Michael Rushton, I saw you on the TV last night, boy, and let me tell you, that hippie hop music that you've been making is nothing but G.A. garbage. My daughter went to one of your sold-out concerts last night, and you didn't even have the heart to give Mike Gladys an autograph. Huh. And you call that girl trash a car. You better step to me in that quarter mile now, you hear?
I never give a girl named Gladys no autograph. Start your engine. 2, 1, go!
License and registration, sir.
I'm not gonna make the concert!
Acting tough. In the real life Dallas, I'm your Patrick Duff. He's rougher than your sandpaper, faster than a NASCAR. My dual overhead cam just does your ram, man, bam, boom. He's quicker than the Knight Rider. Vancouver bad guy, a Vancouver rad guy. Flyer than WestJet, your boy's got the best vet. Soaking wet, I've got the brains and the brawn. Get it on, I won your money, Ben Stein. Cross the finish line on time, bumping that Frankenstein. Every day I add a sponsor to my sponsor list. Godfather's Pizza Tag, you a fruit of the loom. Zoom, I appear in your room. Sipping chaser on my Acer. Funny car pacer, big shoe string lacer. I'll be your big blockbuster tonight. Forget rent and hits, tonight you're making the switch. I'm gonna rock. Gotta wait a minute now. I'm gonna rock. You gotta single day, from the Horseshoe Bay to the South Surrey. I'm going everywhere, Serengeti shades in the Everglades. The man is made, the man is 12 maids. People start struck, cause the man made the buck. At the Chef Winter Games, I had Wolfgang drop a puck by the potluck. Rushing dropping bills like a duck, take a gander. Yeah, 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 go take a gander. Sipping goose, now your man's on the loose. It's the big chief rocker, the soul, the showstopper. Rocking and tough, they never sat on these duff. Making waves at the marina, just sold out the arena. Tina Turner never had a hit like this. I spit like this because I hit like this. Nah, this ain't hype. Yo,